Give this fan a contract. The Orioles really should, because a Dundalk woman has launched a grassroots campaign to paint the town orange, at least on Wednesdays. This is not the season for Purple Fridays. Nancy Cook says orange is what we should be wearing today, and she joins us now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Are you head-to-toe orange?
I am. I actually am sporting my Baltimore orange shirt with Natty Bo on the front. And enjoying my favorite new color of orange.
So what gave you this idea and got you to the point where you really wanted to start a whole movement?
I think, Mary Beth, the important thing to know is that I'm a retired employee of Baltimore County Public Schools after 40-plus years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was learning Facebooking through my favorite kids and learning about tweeting and all those wonderful new social media things. But I kept noticing this negative phrasing and sentencing about the Orioles due to the dislike of the owner and the fact that they haven't won for so many years. And I'm just not a negative person. And I used to always say, both at work or I was taught at Loyola College, that if you have a gripe or you have a complaint, then you better have a solution and hopefully at least three so that we can look for some solution. But just to walk around and gripe was not my manner. And then I realized that I thought I was part of the solution. And I decided to come up with this idea. And I chose Wednesdays because Wednesday was called Hump Day. And this idea of perhaps we needed to help get the O's over the hump. And I didn't want to in any way compromise Purple Fridays, which I know some people choose to do, but I wanted to keep that separate and let the Orioles and Orange Wednesdays have their own day.
Well, you must be bringing them good karma.
I think that the timing has actually been rather good.
Yeah, I have a feeling you would have done this no matter what the season looked like today, right?
That's very true. I posted even a bit on my Facebook page today that, you know, in spite of the two losses sustained against Texas, we've already had a great season so far, and we're playing the best team in baseball. And it took us a lot of years as Raven players to be able to beat the Steelers two games in a row in a season. So I think we ought to be hopeful and pay attention to what I believe that Buck and Dan Duquette are trying to do, which is put together a winning team for us. And I think that they have not only the skills and the ability, but I think they're proven winners.
How is your idea being received so far?
It's actually started out slowly on April the 25th through the Dundalk Patch, and also ABC 2 News did an interview and aired that. But I thought that it was going to take a lot longer than it has. And at the moment, my all-star team that's kind of mentoring me is saying they think it already has wings.
I think it does, too. Do the Orioles know about it?
Actually, I had contacted them first, and they weren't interested until I sent them a copy of the patch and the ABC 2 News airing and release. And then they wrote to me and said they were watching me.
So you're leading the way.
Since then, I've said, well, the one thing that you've told me is that you have no budget. You know, your money has already been spent for what you're going to do this season. But I think you could at least post it on the scoreboard, because I don't think that costs anything.
Well, you know what? If anyone can make it happen, I think you can. Nancy Cook.
Hi, Mary Beth. I'm known for tenacity.
And good for you.
I give up on a cause, so this is my cause.
All right, Nancy Cook, promoting Orange Wednesdays, and we thank you so much for joining us. And I have a feeling we'll talk with you on another Wednesday coming up.
Thanks, Mary Beth. I really do appreciate the opportunity to share my grassroots campaign with your listeners.
All right, thanks, Nancy.